What actually happened was, because we lost so many jobs, Florida actually lost its population under age 44. Our population in that age group actually went down as people left the state looking for work elsewhere. And this is one of the first times we've seen that in a long, long time, that we actually lost population under age 44 because of the lack of job creation in the state of Florida. Retirees actually came to Florida in higher numbers during the recession. So it was quite interesting. So that retirees, which only constituted 10% of our growth before the recession, constituted over half of the population growth in Florida since 2009.
I was taking a look at the study, and it seemed there was a recent population growth of note. There were gains not only in 65 and up, but in 85 and up?
Yes. One of the fastest growing age groups in the state is people 85 and over. That comes about because of the aging of the population that's here, and it's a consequence of the huge increases in retirement. The group 85 and over, in numerical terms, increased by 27,000 additional people in that age group in 2012. So it's fast growing and its numbers are increasing. And of course, that has implications for services and healthcare.
What are some of those implications?
Well, people 85 and over tend to need more healthcare and certainly tend to use nursing homes a lot more. And so Florida's rejection of the expansion of Medicaid and its not embracing the Affordable Care Act can be very costly to the state as we see this increase in the older age groups.
Now let's take a look at Central Florida's counties. Is there a difference in the composition of the population growth here as opposed to different places in the state?
Yes, there sure are. There's dramatic differences just here in Central Florida in terms of the amount of growth and the age groups in each county that grew. And it's very interesting. In Orange and Osceola counties, there's been a huge expansion of jobs, especially in the tourism industry. And as a result, we've seen accelerating population growth. In fact, in 2012, Orange County was the fastest growing county in the state of Florida in terms of population. That growth was driven by younger age groups responding to the increase in job growth. We did get increases in the 65 and over and 85 and over, but not nearly as much as occurred in a percentage basis in the state. By contrast, when we look at Seminole County, job growth has been more modest. And as a result, in Seminole County in 2011 and in 2012, the county actually lost population under age 18, very little growth in the population 18 to 44, and very significant growth in the population 65 and over in Seminole County. So completely different than Orange or Osceola.
Just a county line difference away.
Absolutely. And it gets even more magnified when we go to Volusia County. Volusia County actually lost population in 2011, gained population in 2012. But all of that swing in Volusia County has been with growth in people 65 and over. Volusia County actually lost population for every age group under age 65 in 2012. So that's a significant concern in terms of the structural implications for Volusia County's economy in the longer run.
Why is that?
Well, if a county is losing all of its younger population and it's gaining older population, that's great. They generate significant economic activity, but there's not enough job opportunities for the younger age groups to maintain the service population, the ability of the whole economy to function properly.
Is Seminole County facing that same issue, just to a lesser degree?
Much lesser degree in Seminole County, but if those trends continue, that could happen in Seminole County as well.
How is it looking in Brevard County after all of the job loss from the shuttle program?
Yeah, really interesting. Yes, Brevard County lost population under age 44 in 2011 in particular because of the closing of the shuttle program, and it's had consequences even in 2012 with additional population loss in the younger age groups. But that's all been offset by a dramatic increase in population growth in 65 and over as many more retirees moved to Brevard and provided some offset to the declines in the younger age groups.
So big picture for Florida, what does that mean for the state?
Well, it means on the flip side, we're now having job growth at an accelerating rate. So we're likely to attract back into our state younger age families with their children. And that will build on top of the increasing amounts of retirees who began to move to the state even during the Great Recession. And so when we put those two things together, we should have very strong population growth over the next few years in Florida, and it should be much better balanced.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Good to be with you.